and he's like, gosh, I really want to do this, but I'm really afraid. So the next week, we said, who's got a testimony? And he stood up and said, who wants to share? And he stood up and said, well, I had so much fear, and so all I could do was just start. All I did was think about, I would really like to go on this job, and after I install the satellite dish, ask if there's anything I could pray for the person at the home. And he said, all I could muster up was just thinking about it. And so that was his testimony. And we all went, yes, you thought about it, you know. And so, you know, you have to think about it before you do something. Everybody in the class just clapped and clapped and were like, yes, Matt, you know, way to go. You thought about it. So then the next week he comes back and he says, all right, well, I got the courage up. I sat, you know, installed the dish and asked the people before I left, now, is there anything that I could pray with you about? Do you need physical healing at all? And so I think that it was a shoulder in the person, and they said, well, yeah, you can pray for the shoulder. And so he prayed for them, and guess what? Nothing happened. But he didn't let that discourage him, and he, you know, he just said, well, I think the Lord is going to still work because I prayed. So he came back and shared that, and he said, well, I stepped out and I took a risk and I prayed for somebody, but I didn't get to see the healing. So everybody just went wild again. Come on, Matt, way to go. You know, that's what God's really proud of you for, taking the risk. It's not the outcome. So wouldn't you know what happened the next week? And this happened like 3 weeks in a row, and we were just falling in love with Matt because he was just being so vulnerable and he was being such a model to help others break through. So the next week, he prayed for somebody, and he saw them get healed. And we were just wildly celebrating, you know. So that's what we always want to stress. It's how you're stepping out to hear from God, partner with him, and learn how to get skilled and comfortable doing this. And this is another reason. I know I'm kind of veering off here, but this is another reason why we love this class. Remember, you're at this table where you've built some intimacy with these people. So it's such a safe environment to practice. And so often during the course of the hour and a half, we're going to have table time where you're actually practicing with each other. And it's okay if you get it wrong, because everybody's practicing. You know, there's no, like, professional at the table. And so it's just a safe environment to do that. We'll also get you out of the tables and get you up corporately so that you're starting to do this in front of a group of people. But back to, I didn't forget where I was. So after the greeting, then there's testimony time that runs about 10 or 12 minutes. Then after the testimony time, we will do prophetic time or healing time, and we'll rotate those every week. So what does that look like? Well, we'll take about 15 minutes. We'll have a quick little teaching on this is what giving a prophetic word looks like. This is how to hear from God. Here's some different ways you may hear from God. And it's maybe tops a two-minute teaching. And then we're like, okay, now we just taught you. Now you're going to do it. So we want you to all turn around at the table, and we'll...